You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So I was talking with a buddy the other day because a couple weeks ago, Mix was in the big Pride parade downtown. The radio station was actually in the parade. And I was telling one of my buddies, hey, he was pretty cool. The radio station was in the parade and everything. And he looked at me, he's like, oh my God, that is just such a big dream of mine. It's such a goal of mine to someday be in a parade.
Really?
And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I don't know. He's like, I know it's stupid, it's kind of silly, but I want to be on a float in a parade. I want to be waving at people. I want to throw candy. He's like, it's just something that, you know, I've always kind of dreamed of ever since I was a kid. And I was like, well, that's a weird thing to dream about.
Yeah, but good for him.
But great, good for him. So it kind of spurred a little Facebook question for me yesterday, and I threw it on my Facebook. What silly random goal do you have? And I was telling Dom about it. I was like, we got to talk about this on the air. I feel like it's somewhat mildly relatable to everybody.
Everybody's got weird, random little goals. I like the being in a parade. Yeah. I can say I've got a check mark in my life that I've been in multiple parades, but the real check mark is that I have been, what's the word, disinvited from future, would be uninvited, not uninvited, because I was, I will no longer be invited to the St. Patrick's Day parade in Denver because we got on the bad side of the people who run that. Because of go-karts we were driving.
Oh, I thought you were like yellow or something instead of green.
What's your random thing?
So I have two, and the first one's all schmoopy and because one of these days, I got to find a waterfall, and I want one of those you know, waterfalls you can go behind, because I want to make out with my wife behind a waterfall.
Oh, okay.
I think that is just stupid romantic and super sexy. And it's one of my goals to someday do that.
What waterfall in Colorado would be good for that?
I don't want it to be in Colorado.
We could do like Hawaii.
I want somewhere tropical.
Go to Hawaii. They got a lot of
swimsuit.
They got a lot of them
behind there making out.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you something. Do you know if your wife is on board with that? She'd be like, get away.
I don't think I've ever told her that, actually.
She'd be like, ugh.
Nah, she loves me. She's all over me. And then the second one, I want to hug an elephant's trunk. Think I can get that accomplished at the Denver Zoo? I want to hug an elephant's trunk. I think
what is that?
I just love elephants, and I love their little trunks, and I just want to know what it feels like. They look squishy.
It's a little weird.
That's the point of this segment, you goof.
I know, but that's...
I want to hug an elephant's trunk, and maybe at some point he'll do the little curl and pick me up and swaddle me and give me a little swing. While I'm, you know, cupping the trunk, this is my scenario, not yours.
I understand. I just have questions. It strikes me as almost sexual in a way.
No, it's not.
It does. That's what it sounds like.
I'm grabbing the trunk, not the,
well, it's,
you know,
it's
the
an
bits
elephant.
And pieces. Well, you could be mistaken. Yeah, you're like, oh, turn around. Oh, my God.
Yeah, don't do it during a total eclipse.
But you've never thought about that? Like, just give it
I've never thought about hugging a trunk.
It's so cool on an elephant that I just want to go over and just give it a squeeze.
Here's our phone number. You need to share with your boys and join the fun at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Call us. You can text if you want, but we love the phone calls, especially on Friday. 303-691-1649. I've got two quickly. One I've talked about a million times. I want to climb the pyramid, the Great Pyramid in Egypt. I want to climb that on the outside all the way to the top. It's I used to have no fear of heights whatsoever, and I've developed a little bit of a fear of heights as I've gotten older. I don't know what that is. But facing my mortality. I don't know. I still want to do it.
Getting a little closer to heaven, Dom.
I guess so. And then the other thing that my odd random goal is I would like to spend a night in the White House.
Oh, sure. That's
Lincoln bedroom or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be cool.
I want to be invited, not just to go and I don't want to take the touristy tour of it. And I don't want to just go.
I've done the touristy tour.
And shake the president's hand and then leave. I want to spend a night in the White House.
All right.
I want to know what that's like.
That'd be pretty cool.
Can you ring a little bell and they'll bring you like some hot cocoa?
Some of it's supposed to be haunted and stuff in there too. So you might see
the White House is haunted?
You might see Mr. Lincoln in there.
But he wasn't killed in the White House. Why would his spirit
hang out there?
But why would his spirit haunt it?
That's where he worked. That's a lot of business.
You're saying, I always thought you haunted where you died. I didn't know you got to travel somewhere to haunt.
Oh, yeah. You can travel wherever you want.
All right. So now it's your turn. What odd random goal do you have?
Here's a Jeremy texting in who says, I've always wanted to wrestle a bear. Shut up. No, you haven't. That bear would crush you, dude. Come on.
We're talking about these weird, odd goals you have. So it's not like, you know, I want to run my company. But no, we're talking about the weird, unusual things. And now I was mentioning something about wanting to spend the night in the White House. Crystal said, I don't want to spend a night in the White House, but I'm addicted to the British royal family history. I want to either spend a night in Buckingham Palace or in the Tower of London.
Meh.
Okay.
All right.
Tennille, I love that name. Would that be, I wonder if she was named for Captain and Tennille, the old band. I don't know. Tennille says, for some weird reason, ever since I was a kid, I've wanted to spend a night and eat breakfast in all 50 states. I love how she
adds, that's weird.
I love how she adds breakfast. So far, I've done that in 19, but I'm only 26, so I feel like I've got a chance.
Well, good luck.
Plenty of time to get those other 31 in. Spend the night and eat breakfast in all 50
states.
That's
a weird one. Chelsea texted in and said, I know this is so stupid, boys, but I have a goal. I've secretly always wanted to learn the MC Hammer Can't Touch This dance and be able to bust it out at parties.
Can't touch this.
Oh, 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 oh.
Get those big pants, too,
that's
right?
That's right, the big parachute pants.
The big
I had
white
those pants.
Pants.
I want to be at a party where she's at. Heather texted in. She says, I've always wanted to have a nacho cheese fountain to dunk my tacos in.
Oh.
Make that a reality, Heather. That's an easy one. That one's so easy. Ron wrote in and says, I know this is super strange, boys, but I want a black eye. I've never been in a fight, and I think having a black eye would be super bad arse.
Huh.
That's kind of a weird one.
Could you just go to a friend and ask them?
Hey, punch me in the
punch
face.
Me in the eye. Aline wrote in, said, I have one is to be a panda nanny.
A panda nanny?
And spend a day with baby pandas.
Okay.
The other one, she says, is a little more strange. I would like to have a sledgehammer and smash a TV and, and it be the reason it pops.
It's like one of those rage rooms that you can go in and just smash all that kind of that stuff in those rage rooms.
Huh.
Those are cool.
I used to have the fantasy as a kid. I don't know what this says about my psychology or anything, but as a little kid, I mean, we walk through big stores like department stores or anything. I always wondered what it'd be like to go in with like a baseball bat and smash
just
everything.
Just go to town. I know, man.
Some weird thing.
Ian says, I've always wanted to catch a foul ball or a football or a soccer ball at a sporting event. Don't care what ball it is. I just want to get my hands on one at a sporting event.
I have gone to an awful lot of baseball games, and I've gotten a foul ball twice in my career.
Good. That's pretty cool.
One time, it hit my date in the stomach. It was a line drive. And it hit her right in the stomach.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's scary.
I still remember the sound it made.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible. Angela says, I want to make homemade pickles from growing to canning. I've just never buckled down and done it. All right. That's kind of a weird one.
Kim, she goes, I love Tom Selleck. She wants to touch his beautiful mustache.
Oh, I want to do that.
She just wants to touch his mustache.
Run your fingers through
it. Listen, if you come out to our little happy hour party later today, Jeremy and Josh have got facial hair.
We got scruff, yeah.
You can rub your hand on their faces.
Rubmyscruff.com.
And then
come on.
Kim says, secondly, she wants to help carry the American flag onto the Broncos field before
cool.
a game. You know they have all those people that walk out there and they spread that gigantic flag?
Yeah.
And then they wave it, right?
Yeah.
She wants to be one of those people.
Sure, there's some phone calls you can make to do
that. Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You could look that up.
Linda wants to renew her vows in a hot air balloon.
Pass.
Hot air balloons are stupid. Kimberly says, I want a fish tank that takes up an entire wall at my house, and I want to be able to get in it.
Yeah, that's
like
kind of cool.
What those rappers and stuff have. They have those
like big aquarium thing
that takes up the wall.
Joy says she wants to hold a sleeping wombat.
You're a sleeping
is
wombat.
Is that a euphemism?
That's similar to my hugging an elephant's trunk.
That is a euphemism.
Oh,